For the fans, by the fans, this is the Non-League Football Show, and I'm Tim Fuel, back with another weekly look at the world of non-league football. Now, this was always going to be the final show of the season, of the series. A combination of technical issues and availability and just the way that it's gone. But makes it a very brief episode. Just a roundup from David Richardson of the Non-League Paper. A fairly busy week in Non-League. So good to catch up with him. But he's the only guest this week. And it may well be that during the summer we do come back, and then there'll be some updates and various other bits and pieces. So just do keep an eye out on social media. But we have some plans for the way that the show will evolve again next season. I just need a little bit of time just to get those rolling in the close season, which is very close indeed this time around. So I guess probably the best thing is to get underway. Let's have a listen to this week's roundup with David Richardson from the Non-League Paper. And so for our roundup show, there's only one place to start, really, with our resident roundup merchant. It's been called worse, I'm sure. It's a senior writer at the Non-League Paper, Mr. David Richardson. Welcome back, David.
Hi, Jeremy. That's the best intro you've ever done. Enjoyed that.
And of course, you're so much more than a roundup man. You're a man in the know. You're the non-league encyclopedia. You're so often Johnny on the spot. And well, on Sunday you were wearing that hat again. A tremendous playoff final in the National League. It had pretty much everything, but it ended up with Hartlepool United returning to the Football League.
Yeah, it did. It was really good advert for non-league and the National League, really. As have all of the playoff games been, as we've been saying in recent weeks, of how entertaining they've been. And yeah, this one certainly followed through. Obviously, sort of the big headline, I suppose, was goalkeeper Lucas Collins scoring for Torquay deep into injury time in the second half to send the tie to extra time. It's probably sort of cliche to say it, but sort of when it happened, you kind of didn't quite believe sort of what your eyes had seen, really. And it was, it's the first time I've seen a goalkeeper score a goal at a game I've been at. Sort of one of those bucket list sort of things you sort of want to see. And to see that, and particularly sort of given the occasion and the moment, I suppose, of when it happened, it sort of really was amazing. And then from there, you kind of thought the story was written, really, that he was going to go on and sort of somehow be the hero in the game. And obviously then it went to penalties, and he saved two Hartlepool penalties. You sort of thought it was there for Torquay, but Hartlepool in the end sort of recovered from that major blow and sort of held their nerve in the shootout. And sort of well done to them and Dave Challoner, who's worked his way up from step four, one promotions at each of those levels from step four to step one, and deserves to be a Football League manager. And I think it probably would have only been really a matter of time, I think, to his managing in the Football League, but it just so happens that he's got Hartlepool up and there. So well done to them. Really tough on Torquay to lose that sort of final. Gary Johnson sort of going for his seventh promotion, couldn't quite get it over the line. But I'm sure they'll be back next season. It'll be tough with the likes of Notts County and Stockport and Southend and Grimsby coming down. You wonder maybe whether this was their sort of best chance to do it. But we'll have to see. I'm sure Gary Johnson will make them competitive again.
Yeah, you mentioned the Coverland late goal. I mean, it was almost as if those Hollywood scriptwriters had planned the ending, wasn't it? I mean, you couldn't see it once that went in, and it was so late, and it was a goalkeeper, and then there was all the links with the his background. You thought this is the story. It must be Torquay's day, and then probably it sums up the season we've had. Torquay don't win the game. And then we find out that Coverland's then even left the club and gone to sign for Port Vale in Division 2.
Yeah, sort of how things so quickly in football, weren't they? You know, sort of the hero for Torquay. I think Torquay were obviously keen to keep him. But Port Vale have swooped in to get him that move into the Football League. So, you know, I guess he deserves it. You know, credit to sort of Gary Johnson as well for helping him develop and get that move. You know, Sean McDonald, who's the other goalkeeper at Torquay, is you know, certainly capable of playing for any sort of side in the National League. So to keep him out of the team, you know, he's clearly done a great job. And then sort of on that big occasion on Sunday, obviously, very much sort of made a name for himself. So yeah, good luck to him.
Yeah, and the National League is over. Long live the National League. Were fixtures set to be announced on the, I believe, Wednesday the 7th of July at 1 p.m. So, yeah, not long for Gary Johnson to realign his troops and get ready for the new season, which will start in August.
Yeah, that's right. It was always going to be the case with these playoffs. You know, with the final on June 20th, that it was going to be a quick turnaround. You know, probably, I suppose, similar to last season, really, with that finish at the start of August and then starting in October again. So, yeah, not loads of time, but enough time, I think. Obviously, we have the start date nailed on, so sort of everyone knows where they stand. And, yeah, I think one thing's for sure, we'll see both teams playing each other from July 7th. When the fixtures come out.
And as ever, the Northern League ahead of the game, they've already published their fixtures this week, and they actually get their season underway on Saturday the 31st of July, which literally is a handful of weeks away.
Yeah, that's right. We've got a piece in the paper this weekend from West of Oxford talking about their opening day fixtures. So yeah, that one's comes around very quickly. Yeah, it was only sort of one of the leagues that were getting on with things in the last couple of months, and yeah, that start date will be eagerly anticipated by those clubs who will be well underway with their pre-season preparations by now.
Yeah, and of course that will also coincide with the FA Cup. I believe the early rounds of the FA Cup trophy and vials, we should hopefully know those maybe on and around the Friday the 9th of July. So, yeah, I'm talking about, yeah, downing tools for the end of the season. And the new season is already gearing up. We've already got dates on the calendar. Dates on the calendar in 2021. Who knew that would happen?
Yeah, that's it. It's quite nice, actually, when things are sort of set in stone. And, yeah, I guess fingers crossed we do actually sort of get to those dates and the events take place, because we've sort of had quite a few sort of cancellations, really, haven't we? Yeah. But no, it's certainly nice to sort of seeing a sort of normal fixture / calendar sort of schedule when you look at it. So yeah, very much looking forward to the new season already.
And in a season that has had pretty much everything this week, we saw news, I don't know if you saw it yourself, Mick Lover's 3G pitch has been stolen midway through its lay. I talk about Hollywood scriptwriters, they wouldn't have made that bit up, would they?
Yeah, certainly a new one, really. I mean, sadly, you quite often hear about clubs being vandalised, sort of by mindless idiots, basically, who for some reason decide to take what is a community asset and make it significantly more difficult for the people who run those clubs. And, you know, I suppose this is another example of that, because of putting down a 3G pitch. I believe they sort of had the rolls of the turf ready to be installed. Some of it had already been installed. And basically, in the early hours of a morning this week, someone in a flatbed lorry sort of loaded them up and taken them away somewhere. So yeah, deeply disappointing and sort of disturbing, really, to see that. You know, I know the club's started a sort of fundraising page. I think there is some sort of insurance in there with the company who was installing it, but nonetheless, it certainly sets things back for their new season preparations. And yeah, it's not what you want to see at all. So hopefully the people who have done it will be found, and the appropriate punishments will be given, and Nicola can get on with installing that facility there, because, you know, as we know, the pitches are all arranged now in non-league, and that would be a great asset for the club and its community there.
Yeah, I'd imagine these things are pretty bespoke as well. So, delaying any pre-season plans and things like that is going to have an impact. Maybe it's me, but when you said that you mentioned about mindless vandals destroying clubs and the people that run them, there were a number of former chairman of non-league clubs that went through my head, but that's probably a story for another week. Other news this week, I saw that Peter Crouch is joining the board of his old club at Dulwich Hamlet.
Yeah, an interesting one, and it came as a surprise. Peter Crouch, obviously the of a Liverpool and an England striker, who's been in sort of a very popular pundit and podcast host. Back in his early days of his career, where he went on loan to Dulwich, and here he is now back as a director, sort of giving them a helping hand on the board there. So certainly some good publicity there, and someone who can hopefully sort of try and raise the profile of the club. So yeah, good to see a former player giving back.
Yeah, and it's been great to see Peter Crouch's podcast. You know, people have copied that. Other ex-players joining in. So hopefully there'll be some other ex-players looking at what Mr. Crouch is doing down at Dulwich, and maybe want to get involved and get in contact with their local non-league club. But I'm sure there'll be many a non-league club waving hands frantically now, trying to attract the attention of some ex-players that it can give some great insight and experience, and also a range of contacts.
Yeah, that's right. I mean, it's not unusual, I suppose, to see former players or Premier League stars sort of get involved with clubs. But, you know, you certainly feel like there's a lot more that could be done, whether it's just in an ambassadorial sort of role or I suppose like Peter Crouch getting more sort of hands-on involved in the running of the club, because like you say, all these non-league sides would be very grateful for that help, whoever it comes from. So certainly good to see, and yeah, like you say, hopefully it'll be some spark a few more sort of big name appointments at these clubs to give them a helping hand.
Yeah, I'm billing this as our last show of the season, but as ever, we're going to be playing to the whistle, so we've still got AGMs ahead going on. There'll be one last twist in this season, I'm sure. But in a season unlike any other, what do you think this one will be most remembered for in years to come?
Yeah, well, it won't be remembered for the football, because we haven't really sort of had much. That said, I think the National League season has, you know, I have sort of enjoyed watching it. Although, you know, there's always then the argument of towards the end of the season, there was teams playing matches who had very little to play for. But I think, yeah, ultimately it will be remembered for all of the sagas and the controversy that happened off the pitch with, season stopping and starting, issues over funding, problems clubs had in terms of paying players and things like that, fines, missing fixtures. It will be remembered for a whole host of wrong reasons, sadly, which I suppose was fairly inevitable given the situation. But I think it has sort of highlighted some problems within football administration, which hopefully now that we've seen them, and it has already forced some change within leagues, that going forwards the game will be better for it. I think that's what we can hope for, really, from what has been a bad and difficult experience.
Yeah. As ever, as our roundup merchant, what can we expect to read in this weekend's non-league paper?
Yeah, so plenty in there again this weekend, as usual. We've got all the reps into that promotion final. Jeff Denning penned an exclusive column, obviously the honorary president at Hartlepool, and he was certainly delighted with that result, that was for sure. I spoke to Danny Robertson at Hungerford to see how they've been getting on. I've also spoken to Enfield Town, who celebrated the 20th anniversary this week. Obviously, they were the first fan club in the country to be formed 20 years ago. So I caught up with them to see how things have been going over the last two decades and the outlook of football ownership and the involvement of fans and that sort of thing. So that was an interesting look at a sort of different model for a club, I suppose. And there's loads more else in there as well. All the latest news and views from steps one down to six.
And of course, while I plan to get my pitch reseeded and give a lick of paint to the changing rooms at the non-league show, the non-league paper team they're far more resilient. They've got younger legs than me. Yeah, I think, and they're going to be at your newsagents every week throughout the summer. So do give them your support. Thanks again, David, for all your help and insight this past season, and keep well.
Yeah, thanks very much, Tim. You do a great job with the show, and I think that's a well-deserved break, and we look forward to hearing more episodes in a not too distant future.
And that's it for this week, and that's it for this series, this season. Only it's not, because as you heard there, when I spoke to David Richardson, I said I was certain that there was still going to be another twist yet to come this season that's had more twists and turns than the tricky left winger. And indeed, there was one to come. So after I'd spoken to David Richardson at the back end of the afternoon on Thursday, at the back end of the office working day on Thursday, came the announcement about the new chairman of the National League, old friend of the non-league football show. It was Jack Pearce, and Jack will be leading the National League into their AGM and into the new season. We did try and get Jack on the show, but wasn't to be this time around, and hopefully we will get him on either during the summer or when the new season does start. But for those, I've seen lots of social media debate on the back of this now on Thursday evening. For those that that don't know Jack, I mean, the vice chair at the FA, I think since 2015 or so, he's been on the FA Council since long before that. I think that's about 2001, and he's been on the National League Board for well over a decade, and he is a big deal in football, in non-league football in particular. He's probably on more boards than anybody I know around. And there is going to be criticism, because obviously he's on the National League board in a year that's been very difficult for the National League, with debates, disagreements, lots of criticisms. And there's going to be lots of people that obviously say that he's just the same. He's just from the same mould. He's effectively from the same board. And he's just another old guy in a blazer. For those of you, if you've not met Jack Pearce, you've not come across Jack Pearce, I over the years, I've had the pleasure of having a private 5 minutes in his ear, chatting with him over coffee, watching him in action in the dugout as a manager, also seeing him in vociferous mode in a crowded room. I've seen him berate referees, I've seen him berate club officials, and I've watched him organise large end of season dinner dances. I don't doubt he's going to put his own mark on the National League. Jack Pearce is all about non-league football, but it's all about
his own thoughts, his own opinions, and his own way of putting that across. I don't doubt that his passion for the game at this level, and I think he could be very good for the National League. And I think it is important that we try and get him on the show as soon as possible. He's not always the most keen to get out there and put himself out front and centre and discuss himself, which is probably a good thing in many ways. People that have listened to the show over the years would have listened to various interviews with Jack in good times for him and bad times for him, and he's always very honest and a very forthright with his views. So, I think it should be a very positive move for the National League, and hopefully he can unite people behind him and the National League, and also raise the profile of the National League and non-league football even further with his other roles, his other hats that he wears within the Football Association and elsewhere across the football's various third-party bodies and interested parties. That came just at the close of play on Thursday. We weren't able to get Jack on the show for this week, but we will try and get him on very soon, early on in the new season or during the summer. So that's effectively this season. It's been great to have your support through a very difficult season, and I know not even a season for many of you as well, but a very limited amount of football, and it's been sometimes difficult to try and raise a different spin, a different story, a different way of looking at non-league football. But your support and positive comments and negative comments as well, they all help us and help us evolve, as I hope the non-league show will continue to do next season with the plans that we've got in place. So thank you once again to everybody for your support on that front. Coming on Monday will be the second part of the non-league gaffer takes with Dave Anderson, continuing to talk with Eric Samuelson, the former CEO of AFC Wimbledon. If you've not listened to part one, please do. It's a great insight into how clubs are run and how so often unlikely people maybe come step forward and bring out the best in clubs, and how sometimes it once you're involved with a club, it effectively takes over your life, and for many of the right reasons. Part two of that episode, part two of that interview coming up, released via Audio Boom on Monday morning. So until then, it is really the end of this season's non-league football show. Of course, you can keep up with us throughout the season, throughout the off-season as well, and join in every week and contact us via social media at non-league show. I'm there at Tim Fuel. You can, of course, find us on Audio Boom, all the back catalogue on there too, on Apple Podcasts, on Stitcher, Deezer, TuneIn Radio, via your smart speakers and all good podcast aggregation sites. So please do stay alert, stay safe. Thank you and goodbye.
Jabber Production. JIBBA JABBA.